As I listen within, my outward life is fulfilled. As I listen within, my outward life is fulfilled. It's only when I listen within that I realize that the answers are all there. The answer to every desire of my heart is there, and it will always be there. I know exactly what it is that I should do to bring happiness into my life, to bring success in my life, to bring love in my life, to bring peace in my life. I know exactly what it is to do, and I do it to a degree. And now I want to do it fully. I want to do it so fully because I want to listen to the divine within. Listen, as I listen within, my outward life is fulfilled. What do I hear within? Oh, sometimes I hear myself talking to me. Sometimes I hear the problems of the world. Sometimes I hear all sorts of things. But what do I really hear when I turn within? When I turn within, I really hear the peace. I really hear the power. I really hear the joy. I really hear the allness. It is done. It is done so beautifully when I listen within. Training myself to listen within is not always the easiest thing in the world to do. Training myself to listen to the divine within me is not always the easiest thing to do because I have a tendency to think that the illusions of my life are my reality. I have the tendency to think that this is who and what I am. This is my reality. I look at my body and I say, that's my reality. I look at my life and I say, that's my reality. I look at the world and I say, that's my reality. And it is not. It is not. It is my reality only because my attention is there and my thought is there and my expectation is there. And that is what I experience. Now, in playing the game with my body, as we all do, do I play the game with my body that my body is healthy, my body is fantastic, my body is glorious, my body is wonderful? Do I play the game with my body that I live in a body that's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Is that the kind of body I live in? Is that the kind of life I live in? Is that the kind of world I live in? Is that the kind of experience that I want for myself? Well, that's the way to go. I often take walks. I walk around the Absolute Monastery grounds here, and I go up the mountains and down the mountains and in the valleys and all around. And I walk around and I think to myself, my body is so wonderful. And then I think to myself, hey, I wasn't even paying attention to my body, and it was wonderful all by itself. I wasn't even paying attention to my body, and My bones are perfect, my legs are perfect, my knuckles are perfect, everything about me is perfect. I just walk wonderfully. And I say, wow, that's great. That's beautiful. Then a little ache comes up and I say, whoops. And I say, what did you say whoops for? A little ache came in. Well, why'd you say whoops? Because I don't want that little ache. I don't want that pain. Well, why'd you say whoops? Why'd you give it attention? Why did you give it any attention? Why did you give it any attention when that came up? Why did you give it attention? Well, because it happened. And when it happens in my physical body, I sort of have to give it attention. No, you don't. No, you don't. You immediately say, I'm whole and perfect. You immediately say, my body is the temple of the living spirit. I am perfect and wonderful and fantastic. But then it hurts. That's all the more I say I am perfect. That's all the more I say I'm wonderful. No matter what condition in my body that says to me, hey, look at me, I'm not doing too well. Look at me, I'm a pain. Look at me, I'm not functioning right. Look at me. And when I do that, when I hear that, when I feel that, when I give attention to that, that's not my reality. I turn off the outer, and I listen within my And then I realize when I'm listening within, something is happening. Something is taking place within me. Something is saying, hey, you're okay. Hey, you're fantastic. And as I listen within, my outward life is fulfilled. As I listen within, everything in my outward life is a reflection of what I'm hearing within. And what am I hearing within? What am I drawing into my awareness to hear within? It's all there. And I merely make the choice of what it is that I want to listen to. Do I listen to the noise of the city? Do I listen to the noise of the railroad track? Do I listen to the noise of anything in the world? Then that's where my attention is, and that's where my irritation is. And if I listen within, I don't hear that noise. The noise is there, but it doesn't disturb me. It has no effect on my life. It has no effect on my world. It has no effect on me. I am free from its empowerment. I am in my own empowerment. I am living in my own inner realm of reality. I choose who and what I am. I choose me. I choose me. As I listen within, my outward life is fulfilled. As I listen within, my outward life is fulfilled. As I listen within, my outward life is fulfilled. I say that again and again and again, reminding me constantly to listen within. Reminding me constantly to know the truth about myself. Reminding me constantly to live in that awareness of the wholeness and the allness and the isness and the reality of me, because that's who I am. I listen within and I hear the voice of my inner self, and it says, hi guy, you're wonderful. As I listen within, I hear the music of my soul ringing throughout every cell of my body, and my cells of my body are saying, great, what a wonderful symphony we make, what a wonderful chorus we make. And as I listen within, I am peace, I am joy, I am wholeness, I am right action, I am all things added together into one perfect package, because that's where the listening takes place. If I were thinking of an atom with its parts all moving around, and it's moving all the time. And if I'm thinking of an atom, just think of an atom. An atom is perfect. Nucleus, proton, neutron, it's perfect. That's all that it is. It's pure energy at work. And that pure energy is always moving. And as I listen within my own self, I hear the pure energy always moving. I hear the pure energy always in focus, always doing its perfect, wonderful thing. And like the atom, it never changes. It's always ideal. It never left its ideal self. It doesn't have to return to its original purity and integrity. The atom is always the atom. And I am always me. And I listen within. And as I listen within, I connect with that me that is always me, always perfect, always wonderful, always fantastic, always joyous. And I listen within, and I hear this flowing harmony, joy, peace, the music, the love, the magnificence of who I am within me. And as I listen to that within me, I outwardly see my life is filled with whatever I listen within. I spend as much time as I can listening within. You say, well, what about your outer world? That takes care of itself. When I listen within, I am always doing the right thing, thinking the right thing, saying the right thing, living the right thing. I am that inward perfection, because that's my nature, that's my isness. That's all that I am. And it is so perfect. It is so perfect and so wonderful. It is the divine in me. It is the life in me. As I listen within, my outward life is fulfilled. As I listen within, I hear the the harmony, the peace, the magic of the music all about me. As I listen within, I know who and what I am, and I am that now and always. As I listen within, all the atoms of my being harmoniously, joyfully sing their melody and live their life, and I am one as they. Join me. Join me in this wonderful adventure, and you too can have that magical experience right now, because that's who you are, that's who I am, and that's who all is. No, I love you. I love you. I love you.